Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. 9 o'clock is the time for Texans Countdown on Sunday, presented by Modelo. Kickoff at noon, Texans and the Browns. We'll talk about that some in the 9 o'clock hour here. Find out what's going on In the Loop a little later on in this hour. The Aaron Judge rumors, I think there's a ripple effect on the Astros here, possibly. The latest rumors with Aaron Judge, this is as of yesterday. According to John Morosi, who covers Major League Baseball, says Jeff Passan says Judge has an offer in the neighborhood of 8 years, $300 million on the table from the Yankees. Morosi says on the MLB Network that while the Giants are a very realistic possibility, he says it's 50-50 right now between the Giants and the Yankees for Aaron Judge. Says this, quote, "The Giants are a very realistic possibility for Judge. This is not a Yankees at 70% likelihood and the Giants at 30. I think that we are very close to 50-50, where if the Giants really step up and get that average annual value up closer to $40 million a year, there's a legit chance Aaron Judge becomes a San Francisco Giant."
I wonder, how do you feel about Aaron Judge returning to the Yankees in terms of how it affects the Astros? Like, there's part of me that wants them to give Aaron Judge a record-breaking contract because the Astros have already beaten the Yankees with Aaron Judge like 1,700 times over the last 3 years with Aaron Judge on their roster, and that'll prevent them from perhaps aggressively going after other people that might be smarter spends for them. Yet at the same time, I almost feel like he's due in the playoffs. Sometimes guys just have bad luck. I don't think that, you know, Aaron Judge proved back in 2017 that he could be very, very good in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He's just had a rough stretch where he hasn't been good, but he's been very good otherwise. I think I'd prefer just to not have to deal with the Aaron Judge experience.
So you'd rather he go to San Francisco?
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
I don't think 8 years, $300 million is a good deal down the road. I'm with you. I hate having to face Judge, even as bad as he was in the postseason. I think you're absolutely right. He's a great baseball player, great hitter, no question. This is where I think Judge going back to the Yankees as an Astro fan, I'm kind of rooting for it. Not just ages 36 through 39 with Judge on that contract, but I do think that if they sign Aaron Judge to a big deal, it probably reduces the chances of them ponying up for Verlander. Like, that's less dry powder. The Yankees spend, but they are, like, it's weird. They spend, but they are kind of cost conscious a little bit.
Well, they have to. I mean, the competitive balance tax changed everything.
The Mets don't give a crap about the competitive balance tax.
Right.
The Yankees, because the
Yankees kind of got religion on it. It's been like a decade now, and they did have to go back and kind of revamp their farm system and do all that.
Yeah.
So they're not, you're right, they're not like they used to be where they could just easily outspend everybody.
Yeah.
They operate within the confines of
the CBT
business sense, I suppose.
Yep, they do.
So, yeah, I think that's very true. And if you look at, okay, where are we going to spend our money, they've given a pitcher in Gerrit Cole an exorbitant contract already. Do you then give another exorbitant contract to yet another pitcher who's closing in on 40? I could see where that's too much even for the Yankees.
Yeah, yep. So it's weird. Like, I don't have a strong feeling one way or the other with Judge. Like, if he goes to the Giants, awesome. Astros don't have to face him. That weakens the Yankees in the short term. If they do re-sign him, then I don't think it's a great contract long term. And
yeah,
I think there's a better, you know, that's one Verlander suitor that I think is out of the mix.
I'd like to think I weren't so petty, but let's face it. I'm very, very petty in a lot of ways. There's a very big petty part of me that wants Judge to sign back with the Yankees and then really just fall off a cliff.
Of course.
You know, same way I feel about Gerrit Cole. Like, I would just love for Gerrit Cole just to have just completely disappeared, you know, or reverted back to the Pittsburgh pumpkin that he once was. And the Schadenfreude is strong in me. So if Judge signs with them or he continues to struggle in the playoffs, yeah, that'd be awesome. Because honestly, I think Aaron Judge thinks that. If you're Aaron Judge, think about, you by now have seen exactly what it means to be a sports star in New York. Both the highs, which can be very good, but the lows where, you know that thing where they say, like, well, people say it on the internet, but they'd never say it to your face? Not true in New York.
No.
They'll say it right to your face.
<They will. laughs>
So I wonder if there's a part of them that's like, man, these people are psychotic and I just don't want to deal with it anymore. I don't want to have to deal with, like, going. I'm sure he's plenty confident in his ability to play well in the playoffs. But if he does struggle, maybe he'd rather do it in a new place than in New York.
Yeah, maybe. It sounds like it's down to San Francisco and the Yankees for Aaron Judge. Meanwhile, Carlos Correa, one of the marquee free agents on the market, after his 1 year in Minnesota, opted out of his deal after 1 year. Sources tell ESPN's Jeff Passan that the Twins are, quote, making a strong push to re-sign Correa and build their franchise around his talent, end quote. Okay, so that's a quote from a source. So in some ways, I'm about to do a deep dive on something that I have no idea who this person is that said this. This is their account. It's the part of that quote I just read, Seth, that is interesting to me is the Twins are looking to build their franchise around Correa's talent, which yeah. I interpret as him being the foundational piece on a team. Like, he's going to be their highest paid guy. He's going to be the guy that's going to be there for the next decade. He's the guy. And Carlos Correa is a delightful baseball player. I don't know how good a mid-market team can be that is spending $35 million a year or whatever the number is on Carlos Correa and building around him. Like, do the Twins have the resources to go get an Alex Bregman and a Jose Altuve and a Yordan Alvarez and a Justin Verlander and everything else? Like, I think Correa is a good player. I don't know that Correa is a great player. Like, I don't know that Correa... You're better off building around Yordan Alvarez than you are Carlos Correa.
Minnesota was 16th in the league in spending this past season.
Yeah.
They're about 15th or 16th the year before, too. Yeah, I don't know, because I wonder if they look at Carlos Correa and whatever numbers they're talking, it's not going to be the exorbitant spending, perhaps, that people were thinking Correa was going to get last year.
Yeah.
When so many people very, very smugly told me about how ill-informed I was and that, no, Correa is worth all the money in the world, I said, okay, well, we'll just bide our time, see exactly what he's worth. So I think that Correa might actually be, that is... Sean, that is the Minnesota version of the Dior store.
Yes.
You know what, Carlos? You know what? You are kind of like a fancy leather Italian purse, and which is to say that we're not buying a fancy leather Italian, you know, jacket or something that would cost four times as much. We're going to buy the purse instead.
Yes. Yeah. I will be anxious to see like what the years and the money would be for a team like Minnesota. Here was Carlos Correa telling Minnesota, you best shop at the Dior store. If you're going to shop there, you just go ahead and buy it.
I go to the mall and I go to the Dior store and I want something, I get it. I ask how much it costs and I buy it.
Yeah. I feel like I'm looking at some of the offerings on the Dior store right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's a reversible long down jacket, which would go really well in Minnesota. $7,100.
Okay.
I feel like Carlos might be more this Dior bikini top, blue oblique technical fabric bikini top.
Can I guess the price?
Yeah.
Can I guess the price? Okay.
Yeah.
A bikini top tech. What's it called again? A techno.
It's blue oblique technical fabric.
Okay. I'm going to say $500.
Yep, $550. Good
really?
Job.
Okay.
You
okay.
Shop at the Dior store like
Carlos? No. That's $500. Okay.
How much do you think? Okay. How much do you think It would cost, hold on, I have to accept all cookies. Boom. Yeah, don't worry, Dior. You send me your fabric top, bikini tops and your fancy down jacket. I'll buy them all.
That's where you're
I'm
shopping.
I'm cookied up for Dior, baby. I'm a cookie whore for Dior.
A minute here for my friends, Sean, at Dior. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
A techno gym ball. How much? Go.
Techno gym ball, $150.
I don't even know. Is this just like a... It's not a physio ball.
I feel like
it's
I should guess.
Not a medicine ball.
I feel like I should guess what that is, let alone what the price is.
I know. That's what I had no idea what it was. Okay, so it looks like it's some kind of like a physio ball, like a Bosa ball, but a fancy Dior store
like the
model.
Like so the kind where you like tighten up your abs on it, like you
bounce yeah,
up.
Or you do Insta. Like if you were going on Instagram, you'd try to do squats with 400 pounds on your back while standing on a physio
on the ball. Okay,
that kind of thing.
I
yeah.
stand by my bid, $150.
No, Sean, you idiot, you pauper, you. Don't. I can't believe I even hang out with you. $1,300, of course.
What the? For a rubber ball?
And that's with Cyber Week savings. Yeah.
All right, give me some more.
Sean. Yeah. It's a it's a techno gym ball. This is what makes it special. It's got contrasting blue bands with Christian Dior Paris signature.
Well, yeah. Why didn't you say that? That's why I got it wrong.
It also has a star, which is the lucky symbol of Christian Dior at the top.
You need to be more descriptive when you ask me to bid on these things. I knew it had a star on it and it had microfiber, rubber, whatever the hell it was you just said, I would have certainly guessed way more than 100.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I bet this. Oh my God. What? Boy, this will make you puke and vomit for the next time you see baby pictures of somebody who might have a Dior stroller. Okay, how about the bassinet and stroller combo? It is. Let me describe it for
okay,
you.
Okay. Okay. Good. Yeah. Yeah.
First, you know. Yeah. Hold on. I got.
Yeah, because Carlos is having another baby. His wife is having another baby coming here soon. So this is good. Maybe you and I can buy this for them for the next.
Well,
baby.
If what you're interested in is combining excellence, functionality, and timeless elegance, you could get a bassinet and stroller with a design that features a versatile frame that can accommodate either a bassinet or a stroller, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Dior's art of detail can be observed on the wheels and the engraved Dior leather handle. Okay. Sean, you know what I'm sensing from the Dior store?
Yeah.
Like a lot of what you pay for, believe it or not, is that it has a fancy Dior symbol on it. Like, they're so transparent with it that they're like in the description. It's like the Dior symbol, the Dior logo is very visible for everybody on Instagram to see. Okay, so how much for the stroller?
I'm gonna say so the bassinet. It's one contraption, right? It's a stroller that
it's
doubles
a bassinet
as a bassinet.
Stroller. Yeah, you can take the bassinet out of the stroller.
Got you.
It's got 360 degree front wheels. Oh. Couldn't find that at Walmart or anything. And it's a solid wheels, a locking system, so your baby won't go careening down a hill. So you got to pay extra for that.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Anti UV integral hood. Okay. It sounds like a stroller, but it's made in Italy. Okay. And it's got Dior symbols.
If this were the first thing I was bidding on during this exercise, the bid would be a lot lower. But we're coming off of the heels of a $1,300 rubber ball with a star on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say $3,000 for this.
$7,700.
Dude, that's my son's car costs less than that. I'm not even joking. Like, I bought my son a car 2 years ago. It's like a pretty nice used car, and it's less than that.
$7,700,
for
Sean.
For a stroller. Oh,
for
my
a
God.
For a stroller.
I go to the mall, and I go to the Dior store, and I want something, I get it.
I hate Carlos Correa more now after you reading the prices of these things, and I didn't even hate him to begin with.
When I want my baby to look better than your baby, I buy a Dior stroller.
Here's what I'm asking you all to do, okay? If you are out anywhere this weekend and you see one of these fancy schmancy $7,700 Dior bassinet stroller thingies, make sure that there's not a baby in it first. But if you see someone pushing one and it's empty, sideswipe it with anything that you have. A stroller of your own, a bike, a car, yourself. Run yourself into it head first and just dent the hell out of it.
Into the stroller?
Yes.
Well, okay, without a baby in
it,
right?
I said that. I said, make sure there's not a baby in there first.
Sorry, I was busy looking at this tiny towel that I was thinking of buying to troll. I feel like Deshaun would notice it if I was waving a Dior towel
100%.
Around over my head.
Yeah.
A heathered beige and ivy wool and cashmere tricot knit. Oh, it's a blanket, so that's why it's $570. It's bigger than a tiny towel.
$570 blanket.
I can't, man. Why don't... you know, dude, you all I want is 27 presents from the Dior store for Christmas. And Brandy will not stop bitching about how I've already spent way too much money on trivial things all year long.
All right. This whole exercise reminds me of Ravel saying he's bet 90 grand so far this year on soccer and stuff like that. That was wild yesterday. All right. Seth is mesmerized right now by the Dior store.
Well, now I'm into the skincare section.
Oh, okay. Okay, give me one more.
I'm on to you. People are going to ask me about the Cleveland game, and I'm just going to say, I'm on to Dior, baby.
Give me one more. Give me one more thing to guess.
Okay, well, the skincare, I feel like, all right. Honestly, the skincare is less than I would have expected. Okay. I thought they would have totally been pulling you over. I can get Keptura Total skincare starting at just $92, which feels like, oh yeah, I'm sure it's almost the exact same thing that I would get in like a Neutrogena or something.
What
is that, a pet food or is that a
No, Neutrogena, you're right, Neutrogena is a skincare product, but this one has a Dior logo.
Oh, a huge Dior logo.
Yeah, of course
it
does.
Yeah.
Of course it does. It's a status symbol.
Look, honestly, I am all about paying for quality, mm-hmm. But you got to find that sweet spot between quality and you're paying for the label.
Yeah,
there. A lot of the stuff with a really nice label does have quality above and beyond.
Right.
In clothing, I'm not buying it most of the time.
Right, right. It's Watson week, Houston, and we are getting you ready for Texans and Browns on Sunday afternoon. Get started in the morning at 9. It's supposed to be a beautiful day out there, by the way.
Really?
The tailgating should be fun. Yes, it's supposed
I'm excited.
Super nice on Sunday, yeah.
You know what? I just realized I said something on my YouTube video that I did about this game because I was punch drunk. Because, I put most of my energy into this show, and I have very little left afterwards for whatever I record on YouTube.
Right.
I said I hadn't checked the weather report yet because I was talking about the run game. In my mind, I was thinking I was up in Cleveland. So I'm like, oh, yeah, great. Yeah.
It matters to pregame hosts and tailgaters, I'll say
that.
It does not matter to the run game.
No, I'm going to pass it off as a joke. I was joking, obviously. Oh, somebody said, of course. Hey, Seth, they play under
good
a roof.
Job.
Of course, I know. That's why it was a joke.
Good
what
job.
Are you, stupid?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Good job. All right.
You going to call me? You going to call me the guy who's wearing a $1,700 Dior scarf, the dumb one here? Like, I can't get a joke or tell a joke.
And then
okay.
you stand up and push your empty $7,700 stroller off of the frame.
I'm going to be walking
and give
around.
Deuces on the way out.
You guys need to come out and see me at the game on Sunday. I'll be pushing a $7,700 empty stroller around with a bunch of empty Bud Light cans in it.
There you go. Texans Countdown presented by Modelo starts at 9, kickoff at noon, postgame after that. Clint Sterner and I got you on the postgame show.
I'm going to be the Cousin Eddie of the Dior store.
Yes.
I'll be like hanging out and just, yeah.
I don't know why they call this stuff Hamburger Helper. It does just fine by itself.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.